You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. sets the way on the inner vibe.
Would you tell them that I told you? That I told you? That I told you? I told you? That I'm too close.
Remember that I told you this. Don't you know I hurt you? Change. Hey! Oh, 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 oh.
It's the NFI, giving God the praise.
This song I'm getting ready to sing is very personal to me. You might not like the phrase, but that's where the song goes. It says, me, my God, and I. Can we sing it for you? Sometimes it's nice when I'm all alone. I can talk to Jesus on my telephone. And when I'm sad, he makes me smile. You know what? I be talking just me.
Thank you.
HD2 Sound with Mike on Tuesday. The Catch the Wave. We're coming out of the closet 7 days a week, Mondays through Sunday, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's the Anointed One bringing you the very best in gospel music. And don't forget the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join the team. Join the family here on the NFI. It's Journey Within You with Dr. Tim Marie. It's Elder Curry Hurst, pastor of the Word of God Deliverance Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church of Lewisburg, North Carolina. It's the Power of Prayer Request Hotline, heard Mondays through Thursday from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. And it's Overseer William Eli Radcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina. If you're looking for the very best in quartet music that you love, and that contemporary music taking it to another level, then you've got it right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We keep it live here on the NFI. Join us Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit our website at nfiradio.com or our public figure page on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's the number one quartet station in the world. You're catching the wave. You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
When we all get together, when we all get together, when we all get together, we're gonna sing glory, hallelujah. Yes, sir, we're gonna have everybody. When we all get together, we're gonna have a time.
catch the wave on the NFI. wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Don't look around, because I won't get that. catch the wave in 82 sounds. I
want to kill all my survivors.
You can survive it.
Survive it.
But it seems so hard. You can survive it.
Survive it.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Thank you.
You're in the mix. NHD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the scene of life. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Joy Guthrie. You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
I don't have no doubt. never leave, walk away again. Here we go.
Gospel music at its best. You're catching the wave live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, 28 minutes before the top of the hour of 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I pray that you've enjoyed the music thus far. We are right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website, NFI, radio.com. Now, many of you, you're not able to listen to the broadcast through the internet. And some of you said, well, how can I get this? Well, you can get it with your mobile phone or your home line phone. Simply dial the number 347-215-8049. Again, that number, 347-215-8049. We will be so grateful that you lock in to listen to the very best in gospel music. All right, well, look, coming up, top of the hour, 1 o'clock p.m., is Elder Kerry Harris, pastor of Word of Delivered Ministries out of Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can tune in to her in the next 28 minutes, and she'll definitely be coming forth with a word from the Lord. And those of you who've already had a chance to listen to her, you know she comes with the word. And somebody said, the word. I got to receive the word, because the word and the Bible let us know that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And what a great day it is on this Tuesday, July the 25th, 2023. We are in the year of 23. Wow, isn't that something? A lot of people that we know didn't make it the last 2 years. They didn't have a chance to get through the virus. God has allowed you and I to get through the virus. And the reason is because he wants you to be used for his glory. And that's why it is a good thing to go out and let others know that this man that we serve, this awesome son of God named Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the light. And no man can get to the Father except he go through the Son. And then he can be free. Because, look, I don't know if you know it or not, but when you think about what Jesus did on the cross for you and I, and when you think about, even in spite of his mother standing there, can you imagine seeing your son or daughter being nailed in your hands and feet? And only he said mumbling words was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My. I don't know who you are or who you may be that's listening today. If you don't believe in this man named Jesus, I recommend you to get to know him. I recommend you to get to know him. All right. Well, look, I'm going to be stepping out for a few minutes. I'm going to be coming back with a word of prayer until 1 o'clock. I've got one more song I'm going to play, and while that song is playing, I'm going to be preparing myself for a word of prayer with you all for about 15 minutes of prayer. So get your things together, and I want you to join me as I prepare to go into prayer. Got a song here I'm going to play right before prayer, and I pray that you enjoy the song that I'm about to play. Brand new music right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
There are no bounds when God's around. his presence is where I be. Don't take my God's blessings lightly. Me and 88 slaying, and we putting faith into action every day. Morning, noon, night, okay, to make the only entryway to the pearly gates. If you can relate, let me hear you say.
Got to
say.
All right, it is right at 12:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to get ready to go into prayer on this wonderful Tuesday, July the 25th, 2023. And I want you to join us as we prepare to go before the Lord on this wonderful day that God has made. And there might be somebody right now that desires prayer, and in whatever situation you're going through, whether it's a financial situation or a sickness that has attacked your body, or there may be someone in a rest home or in the hospital. And I know several people right now that are going through a sickness that has attacked their body, and a couple of people are in the hospital that I know, and they need a prayer. Somebody that can pray and touch and agree with them and believe by faith that by Jesus Christ they shall be healed. And we're going to proclaim it today as we prepare our hearts and our mind to go into prayer on this wonderful Tuesday in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want you to join me as I prepare to go into prayer. Let us pray. Eternal, everlasting Father, most holy and everlasting God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. And as thou come on this day, God, July the 25th, 2023, we come surrendering all to you. Everything that we have belongs to you. And we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for everything that you allow us to be able to receive from you. We submit ourselves before you, asking you to forgive us for our sins of commission and omission. Lord, that you will have your way in our life, that we may hear what the Spirit has to say in the name of Jesus. For there are prayer warriors right now that are praying and are touching and agreeing with us. And we're praying, God, that the power of your Holy Spirit will arise in the midst of those that are going through sickness that has attacked their body right now. Lord, you see the areas that need to be healed. You see the pain that they've been going through, and they've been fighting each and every day and night, day, week after week, and believing that that miracle shall come. And I'm speaking to their spirit today in the name of Jesus, that whatever is hindering them right now,
I command it now to dry up and return back to where it came from. I crush every root of it that has manifest upon the body. And in the name of Jesus, it shall go now. It must go now in the name of Jesus to leave their body. In the name of Jesus, I speak right now life. I speak healing. I speak deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus, that they shall get up, begin to praise our God, begin to praise Him, and thank Him for delivering them and bringing them out of what was holding them back, keeping them from moving forward on this day. But because of the power and the anointing, the hand of God, He have touched them and they have been made whole. Thank you, God, for deliverance. Thank you, God, for healing. Thank you, God, for miracle. Thank you, God, for breakthroughs. Thank you right now, God, for your power, your love. And I pray right now, God, that you will give them that power to receive wisdom and knowledge like never before, that they shall proclaim it in the name of Jesus on this day. Lord, you see the hurt, the pain, and many of those right now that are struggling financially. You see many of them right now that don't have food in their home, trying to figure out how they're going to pay the bill month after month. They've been struggling, they've been straining. But in the name of Jesus, Lord, I speak right now the favor to fall upon them. And the favor shall allow them to receive that they need, that there will be others begin to sow into their life. There will be others begin to give into their life. There will be others to begin to help them come out of that struggling and straining situation, that they no longer have to fight it because of the favor of God. Once they receive the favor in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that they will begin to go and worship you into the sanctuaries, go and worship you into their home, go and give thanks unto the Lord, for you are great. You are omnipotent, you are sovereign, you are wise, you are merciful, you are everlasting, and there is no other like you. So we thank you today, we praise you today, we glorify you today, we lift your name on high, because you are truly worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for love. Thank you for peace. Thank you for joy. Thank you for, oh, glory to God. Thank you for unity. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Have your way, God, right now in the midst of this dying generation. For there are many young girls, Lord, that are hurting right now. There are many young boys right now hurting, no parent in their life, no mother, no father. And they are struggling, trying to find love in the wrong places. But God, I pray that you will direct someone into their life, will be able to give them a word that will allow them to receive repentance in the name of Jesus, that they shall repent and come to you in the name of Jesus. And as they come, Lord, that their life will be turned around, that they shall know that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And whatever they desire, there's nothing too hard for you. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. So our spirit cries out today. It cries out because there's so much joy, so much hope in you. the joy that we receive on today come from you. That gives us strength. And the strength that we receive, it never loses power. And there's someone right now in doubt, in distress, because the enemy had come to try to steal the joy. But on today, God, I speak life to their spirit man. That whatever the enemy tries to come and try to bring frustration, hurt and pain, thinking of the past, of the negative things that occurred in their life that has called them to walk in fear. We rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I command you right now to leave that body right now in the name of Jesus. Loose them right now in the name of Jesus. You have no place upon the body. We speak life to them that by Jesus Christ they are healed. I bind that spirit right now. Command it to go now. Go in the name of Jesus. You have no place to hide. I speak right now in the name of Jesus. Life from the north, south, east, and west. In the name of Jesus. You deaf and dumb spirit, you have no place upon the people of God. For you are a delusion to try to pollute their mind with negative thought and negative thinking, to call them to go astray. But we counsel every assignment, every attack that you try to bring forth among the men and women of God. You have no place upon their life, because Christ came that we may have life, that more and abundantly. So the abundance of God rest upon the people that are listening today. The abundance of God rest upon the people that are hearing the voice of God today. The abundance of God rest upon the minds of the people today. The abundance of God rest upon the homes of the families that are in marriage today. That man and that woman where the enemy had tried to come and cause division and separation and cause their children to go astray, we rebuke you, Satan. You have no place upon their life, no place upon their home, because the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. I counsel every assignment that you have shattered the minds of God's people. And now I command you by the power of the Holy Spirit of God now to go now back to the root. No longer shall you manifest. You are crushed with the feet, the hand of God. I speak to the hearts and minds of every man and woman that is listening under the sound of my voice, that the Spirit of God shall rest upon you today and the days to come, that you look not at what you see in the natural, but look at what you see in the Spirit, because the Spirit brings life. The letter killeth, but the Spirit brings life. And the life that you live today, the life that you walk today, let it be the life that God has placed in your spirit to be an example for his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for strength. Thank you, God, for a right mind. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength, and everything that the enemy meant for bad. Thank you, God, for turning around for the good of those that are listening today, that they shall walk with the authority and proclaim the victory of Jesus Christ, the one that died, the one that suffered, the one that gave his life for each and every one of us. And because of his grace and because of his mercy, we shall obtain the victory through Jesus Christ. Let the faith that's in you, let the faith that's upon you, let the faith that you speak out of your mouth, which is life, because he came that we may have life, that more and abundantly. Let the abundance of the mercy and grace of God, let the abundance of God's hand be upon you. And as you begin to speak life, don't let doubt and fear come into your spirit. Don't allow jealousy to come into your spirit. Don't allow pride to come into your spirit. Don't allow envy to come into your spirit. But let the word of God manifest in the midst of you on today. And once the word manifests, don't just hear the word, but be a doer of the word. That word that you have heard from the man, a woman of God, in your spirit on today, hear the voice of God and apply it in your life. That's why the abundance shall fall upon you today, because you are understanding that you are a servant of God. And as you serve God with gladness and come before his presence with singing, begin to worship, begin to praise, begin to magnify, begin to lift him up. And as you lift him up, glory to God. Somebody, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody's beginning to speak in tongues that never spoke in tongues before. As they begin to utter right now, God, I pray that the anointing will fall in the midst of them like never before, that you will anoint them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that not only they shall receive the anointing to speak in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. There's somebody's son or daughter. They are walking in the presence of their parents they haven't seen in several months. And because of the power of God and because of the prayers of the righteous of Balak much, they are in the midst of their parents on today. And there is a time of joy. There's a time of unity. And there's a time of praise. As you praise him, think on those things that are pure, loving. Think on those things. There be any virtue. There be any praise. Think on them. Because he's worthy to be praised. God, we thank you today. Glory. We thank you because we love you. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, God. We thank you for who you are. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's no name under the heaven whereby man must be saved, set free, and delivered than of the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, Romans 10:9 said that thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If that's you today, you want to get to know him, I want you to repeat after me, Lord, I come before you this day as a sinner. I repent of my sins, O Lord. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Lord, take me back into your arms this day, July the 25th, 2023. I'm willing to change my life. Lord, I thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. If you repeated that today, welcome to the kingdom. Don't look back at the old man. You're a new creature in Christ. The word let us know that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Today, walk in the newness of Christ. Get into a Bible-based church, church that's teaching the word of God, Genesis through Revelation, and that God will give you the wisdom and knowledge. Ask him to show you and teach you the Bible, the word of God, the truth and living word. And as you do, that you will richly grow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Coming up, top of the hour, it's Elder Kirby Hurst, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right.
Elder Karen Hatch, Pastor Word of Deliverance Ministry on NFI Gospel Radio Network. I'm inviting you to come and listen to me on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock p.m. every week. And I am so excited, and Word of Deliverance means that if you are bound down with something and you want to get free, just come and get a word from the Lord, because we try to say exactly what the Lord say. I'm inviting you to come on Tuesdays at 1 o'clock. Come and catch the wave in Jesus' name.
Be sure to join Elder Kerry Hurst, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministries, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Kerry Harris, Pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Today, we're going to go into the book of Galatians, chapter 6, and we're going to start reading at verse 1. But first, I would like to say, oh, come, worship the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know, I like to invite people to come worship with me, because, you know, I constantly think about when I tell people to come worship the Lord with me, I think about the animal and how they do. Very seldom do you see one lion out by themselves, or one bear out by themselves. They always come in groups, and And that's because it's sort of hard to beat one bear or to go out and kill one gazelle by themselves or the reindeer. You see, you always see them in a huddle and in a pack. And when the lions go out to hunt, they go out in groups. And when you see the birds flying up in the air, you see them flying in groups. So that's why I like to say, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just said thank you. We thank you today, God, simply because we can. We thank you because where we live, we have the freedom to worship and praise and glorify you. And we have the freedom to honor you, Lord. And we just said thank you. I thank you, God, because, hallelujah, you said for us to give praise and give honor to the Lord. That was a command, Lord, and I said thank you. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, and I glorify you, and I keep praising you all the day long. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. At this time, we're going to read from Galatians chapter 6, and we're going to start reading at verse 1. And it says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, we look at, have a tendency to look at other people when they sin, but we seldom look back at ourselves as we fall. Maybe we have a slip of the tongue. We mean to say one thing, but something else just slip out. And I know we look at each other when people have a slip of the tongue. And if you're not saved, you will have a slip of the tongue. Now, before I got saved, I didn't just have a slip of the tongue. I just came out and said ugly words. But then people thought I was wrong because I should put a governor on my mouth. But you see, what they don't understand is people have a tendency to be who they are. And when somebody tell you who you are, who they are, believe them. When I used to could hate, I could cuss, I could drink alcoholic beverage and not have a problem with it because I was a sinner, and that's what sinners do. Now, not every sinner commit every sin, but if you commit one of them, you might as well to have committed them all. Hallelujah. And then this is what it says, brethren. If a man be overtaken in a fault, it says, if a man be overtaken in a fault, see, it's okay to be taken in a fault if you're a sinner. And that's why I don't get it, why people say, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. No, if you're a sinner, you're not saved. You're not saved if you're a sinner. Grace, by grace and no other kind of thing. You are not sinner if you're saved. Hallelujah. And then verse 2 says, bear ye one another burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. In other words, if I'm in a bind, you're supposed to come and help me out. Hallelujah. 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 Bear ye one another burdens. If you in a bind, I'm supposed to help you out. If I got children and my children got school clothes and yours doesn't have any new school clothes, why don't I just take part of what my children got and divide it with you so your children can have something? What if there's food in my refrigerator, but there's none in your refrigerator? Why can't I get something out of my refrigerator and give you? And if there's nothing in either of our refrigerators, why can't I just pick you up and say, hey, sister, I'm going to the food bank. Would you like to go so you can get something also? Hallelujah. So that's bearing one another, brother. You got children, I got children, all of us hungry. So then we can go to the food bank and get food for our family. And this is verse 3, if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiving himself. But you know what? A lot of times we do deceive ourselves. We think we got our heads get big because I got something and you don't have anything. Hallelujah. I think I got this big title. And because I got this big title, I got maybe a bachelor's. Or maybe I got a PhD. Hallelujah. I'm Dr. I'm Dr. Harris. And I'm going to walk up and get ahead of you because I got the title doctor in front of my name. I'm nothing when it comes to being saved. Because you got a title in front of your name doesn't mean you saved. Hallelujah. The only way you can be saved is to go through Jesus Christ. So he said, lo, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man open up and let me eat, I'll come in and I'll sit down and sup with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Hallelujah. When you think you've got all this going on, know that you don't. Know that you don't. You don't have all that going on. Hallelujah, because all your, everything you got is in Jesus. Hallelujah. If Jesus said that, I got this baby. You lean and you depend on Jesus. And when you lean and you depend on Jesus, hallelujah, you got everything in control because you know that it's by Jesus and that's the only way you got anything. Hallelujah. He said, I am the door. Hallelujah. And if you any man come in, he got to come in and out and find pastor. Hallelujah. He find green pastor when he come in. Hallelujah, by the Lord. And that remind me of Psalm 23. Hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. That sometimes you can be reading in one verse and it'll bring to your mind another verse. Just like the psalm that says, I have been young, now I'm old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Hallelujah. Now, when we with the Lord, we don't have to beg for anything. We can go to the Lord and ask him. But you'd be surprised at how many people, first off, don't believe that there is a God. And you'd be surprised at how many people believe that there is a God, but they don't believe what he said. That there is doubt in their heart. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, whoever come to God must believe first that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. In other words, when I go to the Lord, I got to know that somebody built this universe. Hallelujah. I got to know, hallelujah, that if I'm hungry, I got a father that I can lean on that will feed me. I got to understand that my sins have been blotted out. Hallelujah. That's what the word said. And I can't be saved. Hallelujah. If there is no God, because if there was no God, that would be no Savior. Hallelujah. Because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are all one. Hallelujah, just one God that has three different offices that they hold. Hallelujah, you can't get rid of one office without getting rid of the other. And you simply can't get rid of God. You can't do that. Hallelujah. It says, for every man shall bear his own burden. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, back up. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Hallelujah. You got to prove your own work. When you know that you got to say, for instance, when you tell somebody that God is who he say he is, and you tell somebody that he's saved, hallelujah, you shouldn't be ashamed to go down on your knees in front of that person. You having a big problem. Hallelujah. Just like the prophet did when they said the man had to run from Jezebel before he ran from Jezebel. And the king went out there with the other fake prophet. And the prophet told him, said, no, you put some water around this place. Put it all around there. After they had done their best, he said, now put some more water up there. And then he lit it. So he was proving that he was who he said he is. He said he was a child of God, and he proved it. Hallelujah. And a matter of fact, before he did that, he said, told the servant, go look and see, hallelujah, if there's a cloud in the sky. The servant went, and there was no cloud in the sky. He told him 7 times, and then the servant said, you know what? I see a little old cloud look about the size of a man's hand. Hallelujah. Because he said, he called it to be what God told him to do. He said, call those things to be not as though they are. So he told the cloud to come. Hallelujah. Before he called the cloud to come, he called, hallelujah, for a drop before that. And then after the drop came, then he turned around and called for the rain to come. Hallelujah. Then he went on down in the desert, in the woods, and the bird, the raven, took care of him. The raven brought him food, and the raven, and he was able to drink water out of the stream. Hallelujah. But then it turned around, he was afraid of what Jezebel would do to him because she said she was going to kill him. Hallelujah. But he outran all the chariots. Hallelujah. And he outran, hallelujah, all the horse, those old horsebacks. Hallelujah. So they knew that he was a prophet and a true God. Hallelujah. But see, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Then it says, every man shall bear his own burden. We already got that one. And then verse 6 says, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. In other words, if you already know the word of God, you've been teaching and you've been preaching from the word of God, hallelujah, you need to go teach somebody else. Hallelujah. Tell them that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then when they begin to feel worthless, because I know I used to go into church, hallelujah, and them little old ladies had put their hats on their head and them little old white tams up there, hallelujah, and they would sit up in there and look real holy. And then as soon as they step out the door, they cuss you out. Hallelujah, you see, hallelujah, like the deacon was out there in the churchyard, fighting each other. More than one church. I saw it at 2 churches. Hallelujah. The deacons was out there at one church shooting each other. And then the deacons over there at the other church was throwing bricks at each other. But we got to learn better than that. We got to live holy. Hallelujah. We got to know, hallelujah, that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We got to love one another. Hallelujah, because somebody hurt your feelings. And let me tell you something. I know what hurt is. I've been hurt so bad I couldn't even cry loud. But you know what? God fixed that broken heart for you. Hallelujah. He'll do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 7 said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So when you think you hurt somebody and you got away with it, you took your mouth and you said some things you shouldn't have said that you didn't know anything about. You didn't know what this person had done. And if you knew what he had done, you still didn't know why he did it. Because see, a lot of times, hallelujah, God looks at what a person does. And rather than worry about what he did, he was more concerned about why he did it. Hallelujah. Just like when Jesus, hallelujah, went and went through the cornfield and on the Sabbath and everybody else was worried about the fact that he went in the cornfield on the Sabbath. Jesus was more or less worried about not what day it was. He was thinking about the fact that these men were hungry. Hallelujah. And because they was hungry, he thought they should eat. He wasn't worried about what day it was. He was worried about whether or not they were hungry. Hallelujah. But we do stupid stuff and don't know why we did it. Hallelujah. But God is not mocked. Hallelujah. We can get up and tell somebody what God said. And then they get out there and won't even speak to each other the next day. Hallelujah. They won't even, they be sitting in the house in the wintertime. I don't care how cold it is. But they won't let their neighbor, the hallelujah, that don't have anywhere to go, they won't let them come in the house. Even if they have to sleep on the floor, they won't let them come in the house and get warm by their heat. We think, well, they ought to have some heat. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we got to stop that. We got to love one another. Hallelujah. Love is precious. Love is what God is. God is love. Hallelujah. He is so loving and so kind. Hallelujah. And we got to stop this mess about talking about folks and don't know what we're talking about. We might hear, well, somebody said this about Elder Hare, and because they said, she must have done it because they said she did. Well, who were they? They can't tell you who they were. All they can say is they said it. But who are they? Hallelujah. We got to stop that. Hallelujah. For verse 8 says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall be share of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit shall the spirit reap life everlasting. Hallelujah. So you can't just sow any kind of thing. And you know what my oldest son, I told him one time, I said, son, please stop sowing them seeds that you're sowing. Because see, every seed that you sow is going to come up. And what you got to understand is when you sow a seed and it come up, not only do you hurt, but everybody that's close to you, when your seed start coming up, hurts. So please don't sow seeds that you don't want to come up because they coming up. God said they would come up. If God said it, that settles it. And I don't want to hurt because you sowed a crazy seed. Hallelujah. So he said, well, I won't do that no more, Mama. I said, oh, okay. And verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. In other words, when you reap, in other words, don't feel bad if you do something really good and somebody come and take their mouth and hurt you up. But you're going to reap goodness because somebody's going to say something at all times to hurt you. And because they say it, that doesn't make it so. And you might hurt for a little while, but after you hurt for a little while, let know this, that God got your back. And when God got your back, all the devils in hell can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's the word. Now let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Love each other and pray for one another. Hallelujah. That's the word for today. Now let us pray. Our Father and our God, Lord, we just thank you. Lord, we can't, I don't care how wide we open our mouth and I don't care how much we move our mouth, Lord. We can't praise you enough. We can't glorify you enough, Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes we open our mouth and we don't even know what to say. So therefore we pray in tongues, God. Hallelujah, because the Holy Ghost know what we need. Hallelujah, he know what to say, Lord. Hallelujah, when we're very sorry for something that we've said. Hallelujah, we say, Lord, I thank you, Lord, please forgive me for how I messed up. Hallelujah, that's what we're supposed to say. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the prison house, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, make some of the prisoners in there, make them preachers, God, so that they can have somebody all during the day that can preach a message, hallelujah, to those prisoners, God. Because regardless of what they did in there, Lord, we realize that there's somebody that can use a message. And then they will listen to that message. And Lord, we know that you will save them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when I talk about saving somebody, Lord, I think about Nineveh. Lord, I think about how Jonah went after he got out from preaching that message, hallelujah, and getting spit out in the ocean by the big fish. Hallelujah, how he went and he preached that message. And he told the saints to go, hallelujah, and repent. Then you told them to repent. In other words, turn around, hallelujah, and don't, hallelujah, have, hallelujah, the devil listening in on your life and telling you what to do. Hallelujah, because when the devil listening in on your life, that's one thing. But you can shut his mouth by calling on the name of Jesus. And we said, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for binding up the devil's mouth out of our life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, when we call on you, Lord, we know that you answer us. Lord, when we call on you, hallelujah, we know, hallelujah, but that you are faithful and you will forgive us. And we say, thank you, we glorify you. Lord, we ask that you will walk around in the nursing home, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, somebody in there have been in there for a lot of years, and they got children, and their children won't even come to visit them, God. Hallelujah, but Lord, send somebody, Lord, even me, to the right person that you would like to have visit your saints, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Clifton to you. Clifton Austin, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Lord, I ask you to lift up Sister Patricia Jernigan and her family, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Reverend Thurlin Turner. And, Lord, remember how faithful he has been. Hallelujah, to keep this radio station going, Lord, so that we can send this word all the way out to the backside of Africa, to South Africa, Lord. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, somebody can come running. What must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. I thank you, God. Remember, all of the preachers, God, hallelujah, and some of the things that they go through just to preach the word, God. Oh, God, have mercy. And then, Lord, those that's in the hospital, body racked with pain, Lord, bind up that pain right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. Lord, remember my sister-in-law and bind up that cussing out of her mouth, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give her the desire, hallelujah, to want to have a clean mouth. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, if you can clean up my mouth, you can clean up anybody's mouth. And you did it for me, God. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, remember Elder Doris' son and her husband and family, God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, hallelujah, I thank you for that beautiful anniversary you gave from our pastor this past Sunday. Lord, I just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all of those that turn out, hallelujah, to help us celebrate, hallelujah, have him there for his first anniversary for his wife. Lord, I thank you for Mother Sharan, God, in the name of Jesus, our First Lady. Oh, God, and then remember the ushers that stood so beautifully on the floor. Oh, God, have mercy. And then all of the other pastors that came, oh, God, and brought their people with them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. Oh, God, I thank you how you brought us from far and near, how you kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger while we was going back and forth, hallelujah, to the church and back home. Oh, God, remember Jennifer, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, Lord, I thank you, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for Reverend Ellison, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, just bind up the hurt that's in his heart, God, for his wife, God. Oh, God, have mercy. I just thank you, God. And, Lord, all of the things that I can't think of, Lord, you know. You know, hallelujah, where the hurt is and the hurt that needs to be bound up in the name of Jesus. Lord, all of the members that's down there at my home church, St. Paul number 2, Church of Christ, Disciples of Christ. Lord, remember my Bishop Ronnie Hood, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you and we praise you. And, Lord, we do honor you. And in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hey, kamasata. Hey, kamasata. Hey, kamasata. Lord, ha, kamasata. Lord, 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 bless the people everywhere, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, that's the day's message. That's today's prayer. Now, when we get back together next week on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, if the Lord say so, be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. I have learned in all that happened just to praise him. I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised, I know ear can hardly fathom. All the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something.
little light of mine. Let it shine. Let it shine. I promised God that I would let it shine. Little light. Let it shine. Yes, sir. Light of mine. Yes, I will. Let it shine.
Lord, keep me from the
this world of sin. I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven. Say, weary, weary soul, come on in.
To roll my burdens away. Sometime I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah, God's word shall never pass away. Oh no.
Let me enter.
Hallelujah.
And when it
hits you, you wanna holler, yes indeed.
Yes indeed.
Oh yes indeed.
Oh yes.
Oh yes indeed.
Oh yes.
He's got that feeling in him.
Yes indeed. Oh yes.
Oh, you cry when it hurts you. Yes indeed.
Yes.
Yes indeed.
Yes.
I said you shout.
Yes.
Oh, when it hits you.
Yes,
yes indeed.
Yes.
Oh, yes indeed.
Yes.
And when the spirit,
yes,
spirit moves you.
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna shout.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, when it hits you.
Yes.
Ooh, you're gonna cry.
Yes,
yes indeed.
Yes.
Yes indeed.
Yes.
Oh yes indeed.
Yes.
Hey, when the spirit,
yes,
spirit moves you.
Yes.
Oh, you're gonna shout.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
When it hits you,
yes,
you're gonna cry.
Yes.
Yes indeed.
much love around here to show. You and now we clearly know. Some days I high, some days I low.
That God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Ooh, His love for me is just like pure gold.
my God is real, all I can see. Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, yes. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has won and made me whole. Oh, his love for me you know it just like pure gold. God is real, for I can feel him in my something I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, he's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. Like pure gold, my God is real, for I can see him in my soul. Yes, God is real. God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has won and made me whole. Him in my soul.
Lord, you've been a lot of things to me, and I wrote this song. scarcely too late. No, no, you woke me.
Right on time.
Thank you, Jesus.